Nothing to fear, but fear itself. Although farmers and ranchers experimented with new agricultural methods, the economic situation continued to go downhill for rural America during the early 1930s. President Hoover believed that the economy would fix itself in time, but the storm cloud continued to darken. As the summer of 1932 turned toward autumn, the Depression deepened. Frustrated and angry, Iowa farmers sponsored a farmer's holiday, a strike designed to keep all farm products off the market. The net income of farmers was less than one-third of what it had been in 1929, which meant they earned a lot less money. In other areas of the country, farmers stormed into towns and simply took what they needed off of grocery shelves. Discontent grew so much that farmers gathered from the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska and pledged to protect one another's homes, farms, livestock, and machinery from being taken through foreclosure. Farmers began to listen to the presidential candidate, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. In a campaign speech, Roosevelt declared, "We have no actual famine. Our agricultural mechanism can produce enough to spare. Our government owes to everyone an avenue to possess plenty for his needs through his own work." Many Americans became hopeful for change following Roosevelt's election in November 1933. Roosevelt promised more help through the federal government for Americans suffering during the Depression.